I'd like to now introduce to you Xiaocheng Xiao. Sorry if I mashed your name there. He will talk to us about entropy estimation methods for software environments in the KCMVP. Xiaocheng Xiao received his PhD degrees in information security from Korea University, and he worked for Samsung Electronics before his current position with the National Security Research Institute of Korea. Thank you, Xiaocheng.
It is my honor to be here again, and I'm Seokjung So from NSR in South Korea. And we have only one CMVP lab in South Korea, and it belongs to NSR. Today, the title of our presentation is Entropy Estimation Method for Entropy Software Environment in KCMVP. And it consists of two parts. In the first part, I will briefly introduce KCMVP, including the goal, the approved algorithms, and the current validation statistics. And I will describe the entropy analysis framework in KCMVP and the analysis method in the framework are under progress of Korean standardization. In the second part of our presentation, Dr. Kim is going to describe the detail of the standardization. This is the contents of the our first part. I will briefly introduce KCMVP. And secondly, I will describe the motivation for inventing entropy analysis method for suitable for software environment in KCMVP. Then I am going to describe the entropy analysis framework in KCMVP. And as one of analysis method, I will describe correlation-based entropy analysis. This is a brief introduction to KCMVP. Our country has started KCMVP since 2005. To validate security and implementation conformance of cryptographic modules for protecting sensitive information in public and governmental institutions. We have developed Korean standards of security requirements and testing requirements of cryptographic modules based on ISO IEC 19790 and 24759. Different from the CMVP in USA, the CAVP is conducted in the middle of KCMVP process. We have chosen the approved algorithms from the international standards and Korean standards. Surprisingly, the testing and validation is cost-free regardless of the types of cryptographic modules and the number of embedded algorithms and the number of operational environments. This is the approved algorithms in KCMVP. Currently, KCMVP support block cipher, hash function, MAC, RBG, key establishment, public key encryption, and digital signature algorithms. We have some Korean developed algorithms. The block cipher consists of Korean ciphers only, and block cipher based MAC and CTR-DRBG utilize them. And we have also Korean digital signature algorithms such as KCDSA and EC-KCDSA as the approved signature algorithms. 2 years ago, we adopted LIA and HEIGHT as the lightweight ciphers considering IoT computing environment. Until now, more than 160 modules have been validated in KCMVP. In the validation list, the number of software modules are a lot more than that of hardware modules. In the soft type, More than 100 library modules have been validated, and more than 50 applications using library modules have been validated. With respect to the operating environment, Windows and Linux take main part, and recently, the number of mobile environments, including Android and iOS, has been increased. Now let's move on to the entropy issue. As you know, the security of modern crypto algorithms depends on the security of underlying keys, and deterministic DRBG are used to generate these keys. Similarly, the security of output from DRBG depends on the security of input seed. So, entropy analysis on these noise sources need to be conducted to guarantee the security of the generated keys. As you know, there have been some standards for entropy analysis like SPA00-90B and AIS.31. As I mentioned at the previous slide, the number of software modules are dominant in KCMVP, and the software modules use noise sources provided by operating system to construct DRBG seed, and the characteristics of software sources are different from those of hardware sources. And firstly, the entropy distribution is biased, so it is difficult to expect uniform distribution or IID. And there is dependency among bytes in a source. Secondly, the sample size from several bytes to several hundred bytes. For example, the sample size of time API is just 4 bytes, but some statistics API generates hundreds of bytes. Suddenly, the entropy depends on how the samples are measured and which types of operating system is used. Finally, for some noise sources, the generation rate is not consistent. Therefore, we want to invent entropy analysis method suitable for software noise sources, considering their characteristics. This is the entropy analysis framework in KCMVP, and it consists of collecting stage and analysis stage. The goal of the analysis stage is composed of correlation based on entropy analysis and statistical analysis. The goal of collecting stage is to provide uniform way for collecting noise samples. At the analysis stage, the goal of correlation-based entropy analysis is to provide fast but moderately accurate entropy analysis feedback to vendors. And statistical analysis aims at providing enhanced analysis accuracy. The collecting stage and statistical analysis will be presented in our second part of presentation, and I will focus on the correlation-based entropy analysis. The methods in this framework are under progress of Korean standardization. CEA, which is correlation-based entropy analysis, aims at providing fast but moderately accurate entropy analysis feedback to vendors. So it requires minimum number of samples from vendors for this analysis. In CEA, the basic unit of analysis is byte, so it requires 256 samples as the minimum number of samples. But to improve the analysis accuracy, multiple of 256 samples can be requested. This is a file format of noise samples. The rows and the columns denote the number of samples and the number of bytes in a sample. GEA consists of four steps: byte filtering, byte-oriented entropy analysis, correlation computation among byte columns, and entropy reassessment. At the byte filtering, the byte columns without enough distribution are removed. And then CEA computes byte-oriented entropy for the byte remained from the filtering. And our current tool applies only Shannon and mean entropy. It can be extended to use other entropy computation methods. Then CEA computes correlation among byte columns with the Pearson correlation method. And it finally reassesses entropy of each byte by reflecting the computed byte correlations. As the total of entropy of this source, each byte entropy are summed. This is example of byte filtering. You can see that the distribution in the first column is just 5. So if the minimum distribution is set as 16, the first byte column is filtered out. Then CEA computes the entropy for individual bytes. On this bottom of table, it means the entropy of each byte columns. Actually, our current tool computes only Shannon and mean entropy. Now we are extending our tool to use other entropy computation method in the SP800-90B. As I mentioned in the previous slide, there are dependencies among byte columns in a software noise source. And in addition, the same data can be repeated at certain byte columns in a source. So does CEA compute correlation among byte columns for entropy reassessment to prevent entropy overestimation by reducing the duplication and dependency? Core A comma B is the correlation between A byte column and B byte column. And for n byte noise source, each byte column is related to other n minus 1 byte columns. The reassessed entropy is computed by multiplying the original entropy to reducing factor. That is reducing factor, and the k is the number of byte columns in a source. When reassessing the entropy of ith byte column, all correlations related to ith byte column are summed and divided by k. And we want to reduce the duplicated entropy by multiplying the reducing factor to the original entropy value. This is example for entropy reassessment of a source consisting of 4 bytes. This is experimental result with the entropy reassessment. We conduct entropy analysis on some noise sources in Linux environment. The figure on the left side, the entropy without entropy reassessment, and the figure on the right side shows the entropy result with entropy reassessment. You can see that the entropy on the left side is higher than that of the right side because of duplicated entropy. Actually, for example, with regard to stat source, the 0th byte column is identical to 14th byte column, and the first byte column is 15th byte column. Our entropy estimator, which is our developed tool with entropy reassessment, prevents the entropy overestimation by reducing the duplicated entropy. This is the end of my presentation, and next, Dr. Kim is going to describe the details of the Korean standardization.
Hello everyone, I'm Yeon Kim. As the part two of our presentation, I will present about Korean standardization for entropy evaluation algorithms of noise sources in software environments and its application. Firstly, I'm going to look at the motivation for this topic. Secondly, I will move on to describe Korean standardization that is going on about evaluation method and of software noise source. And then I will move on to show how to evaluate the software noise sources using this Korean standard. And finally, I conclude this presentation. Let's talk about the motivation for this topic. Random bit generator that generates random bit is an essential element in Random bit generator that generates random bits is an essential element in the operation of cryptographic systems. It requires three properties such as unpredictability, non-bias, and bit independence. This figure shows the main structure of RBIT. As a vulnerability in entropy collection part of RBIT, if RBIT does not collect enough entropy, then the output is predictable. So it is important to evaluate the entropy of the noise source. The most commonly referenced documents and standard for entropy evaluation methods are AIS31, SP9B, and ISO20503. ISO 20503 is the ISO standard for test and analysis method for random bit generator, and it is currently on first CD. As the previous speaker, Dr. Seo, said, most cryptographic modules in Korea are the software modules, so the software noise sources are collected to generate random bits. In addition, the software noise source has several characteristics. It has the raw entropy and the difficulty to expect that is IID. Also, it can be heavily influenced by the collection interval. So the entropy estimate method of documents and standard in the previous slide are more appropriate for the hardware noise sources, although they are possible to evaluate the entropy for both of the hardware and software noise sources. That is, it is not easy to apply the entropy evaluation method to the software noise sources, such as get count and get system time provided by OS. So the Korean standardization for entropy evaluation method of the software noise sources is underway using this existing entropy estimate method. Let's talk about the Korean standardization for evaluation method of the software noise source. The Korean standards for information security and cryptography belong to two organizations, KS and TTA. The TTA standards for information security are divided into five groups, such as from PG51 to PG55. Especially PG51, which deals with information security infrastructure technology, standardized the cryptographic algorithms such as SEED, HIDE, and LIA. Also, it standardized key management, PKI technology, and so on. So the Korean standardization for entropy evaluation method of noise sources is proceeding at PG51 in TTA. The title of this TTA standard is Entropy Evaluation Algorithms for Noise Sources in Software Environment. Its purpose is to describe the entropy evaluation algorithms for noise sources that are used in the deterministic random bit generator in software environment. So this standard describes the noise source collecting method, statistical test algorithms, and entropy estimate algorithms in software environment. Since in the industry, there were a lot of demands for the standardized entropy evaluation method of the software noise sources, so this standard has started. This standard was proposed in August 2016 and was adopted in November in 2016. And the standard draft was completed in April 2017. Currently, this standard is under final call for comments and the standard documents is being finalized. Also, an English version of documents of this TTA standard is being prepared. So this standardization will be completed in the first half of this year and will be used for KCMVP. Also, the English version documents of this TTA standard will be available soon at this hyperlink. The contents of TTA standard are as follows. This standard describes the input format in Chapter 4, statistical test algorithms in Chapter 5, and entropy estimate algorithms based on probability theory and information theory in Chapter 6. Also, entropy estimate method based on byte correlation that is discussed by Dr. Sa is described in Chapter 7 as an algorithm. The tester vectors for these algorithms are described in Appendix 1, and the example for the verification of the software noise source using this TTA standard are described in Appendix 2. Now, let's talk about the described algorithms in Chapter 5 and Chapter 6. The statistical test algorithm in Chapter 5 are divided as two parts. As the first part, statistical test algorithms are the generalization of tests from T1 to T5 of class P1 in AI Story 1 using p-value method, since these tests use small data. The output of each algorithm is p-value, and it can be interpreted according to the target level of significance. So various levels of evaluation criteria can be selected for each algorithm. As the second part, health test algorithms are the generalizations of repetition count test and adaptive proportion test in SP9B. Before we discuss the algorithms in Chapter 6, let's look at how the algorithms and tester vectors are written in this TTA standard. It is an English version example for the monobit test algorithm that is described in section 5.1. The input is the formatted bit sequence and the length of it. The output is p-value. P-value is the probability that the chosen test static will assume values that are equal to or worse than the observed test static value when considering the null hypothesis. So if the computed p-value is greater than 10 to the negative 6, then conclude the sequence is random according to the level of the criteria in AI Star 31. So these algorithms support the various level of the evaluation criteria by the output of p-value. The algorithm for the monobit test is written as follows in Chapter 5. And the tester vectors for the monobit test algorithms are written in Appendix 1 as follows. The entropy estimate algorithms based on probability theory and information theory in Chapter 6 are divided into two parts. As the first part, mean entropy estimate algorithms are the generalizations of the most common value and the collision, the Markov, and the compression estimate of entropy estimation for non-IID data in SP9B. As the second part, there are two types of Shannon entropy estimate algorithms. One is the generalized T8 of class P2 in AES.31. The other one is the algorithms of the Shannon entropy estimate test based on mutual information. Its reference is as follows. Now, let's take an example of how the software noise source is evaluated using this TTA standard. You can collect these noise sources in Windows 7 as shown in the following table. And from now on, I will focus on getting count that is related to time. The evaluation process of getting count is to analyze heuristically and then analyze experimentally. By heuristic analysis, I will propose the evaluation method for the noise source, and then I will validate the proposed evaluation method by experiment analysis. Since the software noise source can be heavily influenced by the collection interval, I will analyze by considering the collection interval as follows. Case one is collecting at random interval within a given collection interval. For example, a given collection interval is 10 milliseconds, then the noise source is collected at random intervals as shown in the figure above. So in this case, the average collection interval is 5 milliseconds. The case two is collecting at regular interval. For example, if a given collection interval is also 10 milliseconds, then the noise source is collected at regular interval as shown in the figure below. So the average collection interval is 10 milliseconds. I will briefly discuss about the heuristic analysis of time-related noise sources in CMVP IG provided by NIST since it is used in our heuristic analysis. According to CMVP IG, if the time is represented as follows, then the most variable value is milliseconds, that is jet. The estimate entropy of time-related noise source is dependent on the frequency of the measurement. So it is ideal to measure at different frequencies time, but it is difficult. So if measure at a frequency of about 0.5 seconds each time, then the number of the values made out of the second and third jet is 100. And the first jet has some randomness in it as well. So the number of the jet value is 128, and it is leading to 7 bits of entropy. The CMVP may even accept a claim of 8 bits of entropy in this case if a slightly more sophisticated argument is needed to support such a claim. Now, in order to analyze heuristically, let's look at the structure and characteristic of Getty count. Getty count is the number of milliseconds that have elapsed since the system was started, and its sample size is 4 bytes. Getty count is the collecting function, and its resolution is typically the range from 10 milliseconds to 60 milliseconds. This shows that the most variable bytes in the sample of Getty count is the least significant byte. So I will focus on this RSB in the sample from now on. To estimate the entropy, I use conservatively the heuristic analysis in CMVP. And I assume that the resolution of Getty count is fixed by 60 milliseconds. Under this assumption, if Getty count is collected at random intervals within a given collection interval, then the entropy is estimated as shown in the following tables. For example of estimate value method, if a given collection interval is 160 milliseconds, then the number of RSB values is 10 since the resolution is fixed by 60 milliseconds. So the entropy is estimated as 3 bits of entropy. In the same way, if the noise source is collected at regular intervals, then estimated entropy is 0 bit of entropy. Let's talk about the experimental analysis of GetToContent to validate the result of the heuristic analysis. There are two experiment conditions, such as collection method and the entropy estimate method. As the collection method, it is to extract the most variable one byte in the sample and to collect it, because most entropy estimate tests can calculate for samples which size is at most 8 bits. And there are three collection options as follows, and these options are set as shown in this slide. So the collection method is to select the most variable one byte position every time it is collected according to its collection options and collect the value of this position. As the entropy estimate method, that is the second experiment conditions, it is used these three algorithms of mean entropy estimate algorithms in TTA standard. That is the most common value, the collision and compression estimate algorithm. And it is to regard mean entropy of GetToContent as the minimum value of mean entropy estimated by each algorithm. At this time, there is a consideration. Since the collision and the compression estimate algorithm use the numerical method and they have the various lengths of bit sequence in this as the input in this TTA standard, so they can hurt abnormally. So mean entropy of GetToContent is estimated excluding the result of the algorithms that hurted abnormally, and the abnormal termination of the algorithm is represented by this pattern in the following graphs. Experiments were carried out with two experiment conditions, and I will present the result of this divided into two cases. The first case is to collect GetToContent at random intervals within given collection interval and estimate mean entropy by the entropy estimate algorithms. And the estimate entropy by heuristic analysis are represented as the red line in this graph. So this graph shows that the experiment result almost follows the heuristic analysis result. So the mean entropy of GetToContent is considered to be the minimum value of mean entropy estimated by the entropy estimate algorithms and entropy estimated by the heuristic analysis. The case two is to collect GetToContent at regular intervals and estimate mean entropy. And also the estimate entropy by heuristic analysis is represented by red line in the graph. At this time, mean entropy of GetToContent is 0 bit of entropy, so it is desirable to collect GetToContent at a random interval within a given collection interval rather than a general collection interval. So I will conclude this presentation. When evaluating the software noise sources, you need to consider amount of data, lack of randomness, collection interval, and being non-IID. And the Korean standardization for the entropy evaluation algorithms of the software noise source is underway. So the algorithms in TTA standard are the generalization of existing test suite, and these are support various level of significance. And this TTA standard provide the test vectors for each algorithm. Since this TTA standard is for the entropy evaluation algorithms, a standardization for evaluation criteria of the software noise source will be scheduled to process later at other groups in TTA. And I proposed three evaluation methods on the time-related noise source. Firstly, it is desirable to select the most variable one-byte position and collect the value of this selected position. And secondly, it is desirable to collect a random interval within a given collection interval. Lastly, in order to conservatively estimate the entropy, Mean entropy of Getty count is the minimum value of the result of entropy estimate algorithms and the result of heuristic analysis. These are the reference in this for this presentation. And thank you for your attention.
Excellent, thank you very much. We have run out of time, but please feel free to follow up directly with our speakers if you have questions. There is now a welcome reception in the Hemingway Ballroom, which I believe is the market area around the corner. So please join us for that, and thanks for a great first day at ICMC. We'll see you tomorrow.